Cross Radio.
Hello everyone, greetings from Pristina Cross. In this edition we have prepared an interview with an English director of theatre, David Gotthard, which is visiting Kosovo right now due to the International Students Film and Theatre Festival called Scena Up. He's a member of the jury of this festival, and also he has brought a film of a Palestinian young director.
What's your part in this festival?
What is my part?
Yeah.
My part is that I'm on the jury with a great Albanian film director and with a leading actor producer here. And we are judging the student films and
theater
performances. Yeah. It's fun. And, you know, there are lots of interesting people around.
Well, what do you think about the films?
The films so far?
Yeah.
We've had, well, it's not in the competition, but I'm impressed by the Kosovan film that won in Tirana.
The 9/11, Kosovo 9/11.
Yeah, the 9/11. Yeah. You know, it's a witty, sophisticated film that everybody can understand. It should travel. You know, there's been a Belgian day, which was really very, very interesting, and you know, you
the
saw
animated one or which one?
Both. You know, where you were really into new territory. And it was good because you felt, you know, you're sitting, as in other festivals, of course, abroad, you're sitting in a room with interested people. You're sitting with other filmmakers and actors and people who are being stimulated by these things. Performances have begun well because it's a happy situation when you bring in a company of actress movement people from Brno in Czech Republic, and their work is connected with communication of the deaf and dumb and dance and mime at the same time, and they did something extremely enjoyable and very interesting. And then the great play from my culture but belongs to your culture too, which has the opening line, "What country, friends, is this?" And the reply is, "It is Illyria, my lord." And that's called Twelfth Night. And we had a student performance of that last night. And it was, being a director, I saw at least two wonderful new actors, but, a bright company. And it was directed well and with fun.
Okay.
I brought a Palestinian film because I happen to be teaching at the National Film School in London at the moment, and one of my students for a period beginning this coming year has just won the first prize in Ramallah, in this kind of really significant film festival that happened, Raid. And I'm interested in his work, and we tried to bring him, but he's too occupied with his studies in London. So
he's living in London. So.
He's living in London for this period, which is how I know him.
And
I've been working in Palestine a little, and I've done another Hamlet there. Which was a revelation, really, after the privilege of everything that Pristina taught me after the war. About Hamlet, which is, as you know, I learned everything from walking up and down in the street.
In the dark.
alone, but with the whole country. Yeah.
And what was the reaction in Palestine?
It's super, because there is no habit of using their own language for the great plays. You know, if you are a student coming through drama school, for example, if you are in the Israeli section of that country, your work has been in Hebrew. So the kind of the personal opening up and drama of your discovering the Hamlet journey in your own language was a major event, you know. It was super.
And what about the movie of this guy from Ramallah?
It's impressions of Ramallah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's impressions but you see, it's wonderful because we're in a world where film dominated by Hollywood, as we all know, and yet we're also realizing in London that films which are like real films are coming from not rich countries. And, you know, there's a good reason for that, which is that it's in those places that people allow work to be simple with the eye, not too much equipment. The author and the poet, if you like, is allowed freedom of expression. You're not all the time being asked to create a formula for American cinema, which is fine, you know, speaking as an English creative person in film a little bit, because of course all the successful English films are the independent kind of strange ones, mm-hmm. Mike Lee and Ken Loach and Hanif Qureshi and Stephen Frears, these people, and the Irish films, you know, they're all interesting stories. And so, you know, these things come from the interesting countries now, from countries in the East, and that's why the fact that there's a certain energy in Pristina now for film, which has partly come out of the computer culture, which is where people are very much being self-taught. But there's an awareness here of now of the outside world that's partly connected with travel and studies abroad, which means you can see the beginnings of something that's really going to be very significant here, I think, which is you have people in their 20s who are kind of working quite well rather privately and making a living, but who, when that moves into, let's say, being able to have television drama or film, or actually the development of design, that will be very exciting. I mean, it's already beginning to happen in video, for example, and in architecture here, you know. Not in seeking, not land, but in having your eyes.
I have one more question.
Yes.
Why do you think that the films, that the Hollywood industry is dominating the world, the films from Hollywood?
Because of corporation economics. You know, there's a story in the news today that American television companies are going to be fined for showing Private Ryan, you know, because it's now seen as a subversive film. And so the power of kind of corporation and the way it connects with war and with politics means that because they control distribution and all means of seeing a film, it's actually dishonest to say that it's all about what people really want to see. It's actually all about what people are told they want to see. And yet in the middle you have the best film people who know that the real films came out of small countries, you know, Czech Republic, Poland, you know. And it's a sad, I mean, I've just read a very interesting interview between Jean-Luc Godard and a Palestinian philosopher in Le Monde, and he's talking about the mortality of film. Maybe what we haven't realized is that, like a wonderful person, film is dying in our time, in one sense, and it gets reborn as something that's not film at all, you know, and maybe that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it's important, one hopes, that a younger generation who are kind of learning to make film in a relatively cheap way, inexpensive way, will still have, you know, the strength and the power and the audience to make that continue as what we recognize as the film industry.
For the end, we're going to listen to a song from a local band from Pristina that played during the 80s. The band is called Lindia, and the song that we're going to listen is called Changi I Vogel. From Pristina Cross, all the best.
Well, I'm too much aware.